It's Wednesday evening, December 9th, and 2 days before the first candle of Hanukkah is lit. A half dozen singers with a guitar start practicing Hanukkah songs at Temple Beth Shalom in Anchorage. They're rehearsing for a special Hanukkah celebration at Providence Alaska Medical Center Chapel. It takes place tomorrow afternoon, with the one-hour observance beginning at 4:30. Malka Osserman, a Jewish chaplain resident in Providence's Clinical Pastoral Education Program, organized the celebration.
I just have this exuberance about my own tradition that I wanted to share with the Christian community. And I talked on my night shifts to people at emergency rooms and the different floors. And everybody was very, very excited about it. People came to me and told me that they've never had a Hanukkah party. And it's very, very special for them. So I decided that I'm going to do it.
It's a historical celebration of a military victory, is what it was about 2,300 years ago.
Rabbi Michael Oblath of Temple Beth Shalom will perform the menorah lighting and Hanukkah blessing tomorrow. He explains Hanukkah celebrates the driving out of the Assyrian Greeks from Israel and the restoration of the temple.
Put the statue of Zeus that had been set up inside the temple in Jerusalem, threw it out, cleaned the temple, and then rededicated it, and they celebrated for 8 days.
The military history is described in the two books of the Maccabees. Rabbi Oblath says the subsequent Roman occupation of Israel added another identifying feature of Hanukkah.
There was a later legend that grew up under the Romans that there was this little cruse of oil that was found that was supposed to burn for 1 day, and it burned miraculously for 8 days. And it was really something symbolic of how the Jewish community under Rome could even handle the idea that previous Jewish community, a couple hundred years before, had actually been able to overthrow a military power.
Reverend Frank Macht oversees the spiritual care department as well as the chaplain pastoral education program in which Osserman is participating. Reverend Macht, an evangelical Lutheran minister, believes, like the others, tomorrow will be the first Hanukkah celebration at Providence, a Catholic hospital.
This could be the beginning of looking at interfaith celebration calendars throughout the year and see if we have resources even right here in the hospital or in the community to address those needs. Certainly celebration at a time of dealing with crisis and being mindful of God's presence in whatever form may be very helpful and help also our staff that often deal with difficult times and a lot of stresses to come together even for a short period of time of celebrating.
Rabbi Oblath says, although wrapped within Jewish history, the Hanukkah observance holds a quality that crosses religious lines.
Freedom itself and the ability to express yourself and your beliefs without fear of persecution. And so the tradition of Hanukkah is to put your Hanukkiah in the window so people can see it. And so having parties and celebrating, like going to Providence on the 16th, is a wonderful opportunity to do that. It gives a chance to outreach to the community and to the people that are there and the staff that are there for one particular afternoon and just have some fun.
Once again, the Providence Alaska Medical Center Hanukkah celebration takes place tomorrow afternoon from 4:30 to 5:30 at the first floor chapel. Everyone is welcome. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson. Remind us of